Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
So just another morning in New York and New Jersey. Just a little wind, just a little snow, just a few more tens of thousands of people with their power down. WNYC's Richard Hake and New Jersey Public Radio's David First with me in the studio with some updates. And David, how much snow did they get in Freehold?
In Freehold, we're talking about 13 inches of snow.
Yikes. Happy November 7th, 8th.
just unbelievable. And it's been one of those weeks. There was a moment yesterday. I was at a school in New Jersey where the group of people that were assembling to pick up kids and try to sort out what they're doing, where they're going, how they need to prepare. We all just looked at each other and just nobody said anything. And it was just one of those moments where nothing needed to be said. But utility crews, they're still working and they're dealing with bigger problems now. Some additional outages, as you mentioned, tens of thousands more people without power.
And by the way, David and everybody, we're going to have a call in later this hour for people who work on utility crews. I want to know, among other things, if you're getting love from people on the blocks as you go up and down trying to reconnect their power. Everybody's so angry at JCP&L, at LIPA, at various companies. Are they taking it out on you, or why is this so hard? You can explain from your perspective on the front lines coming up later in the hour.
Well, as of right now, there are nearly 401,000 homes and businesses without electricity in New Jersey. In some cases, these are households that had service after Sandy, only to see the lights go out again. PSE&G reporting 151,000, just over 151,000. JCP&L working to restore over 237,000 customers, mostly in Ocean and Monmouth counties. And, you know, temperatures are rising today, and that's good, but we're still dealing with the effects of this thick, wet snow that snapped tree branches, downed additional power lines. And talking about Monmouth and Ocean counties, these are places that were not supposed to receive most of the snow yesterday. Freehold, as we just mentioned, in Monmouth County, wasn't supposed to get this much snow. The higher totals were supposed to fall further further west. But 13 inches of snow transformed this town into a scene out of midwinter. And I was speaking to the new receptionist at Freehold Town Hall this morning, Patricia Entler, who was the only one who made it in. She was running the show by herself. That's because she lives a block and a half away.
Just waiting for everyone else to get here, answering the phones if anyone should call with an issue. The trees are heavy with the snow, so there's a lot of branches down. I mean, if you don't have to come out in it, it looks beautiful.
And that's what my kids thought, too.
School's closed there?
Well, I'm not sure about the schools being closed. I think it's a very good question we need to find out about. But she says thanks to the nor'easter and the 13 inches of snow, 3,500 homes that had regained power have now lost it again.
So frustrating. And in New York, Richard?
And Brian, Con Edison now reporting that the nor'easter knocked out an additional 55,000 customers in New York City and Westchester. When the nor'easter hit yesterday, Con Ed crews were still working to restore 67,000 customers from Sandy. So early this morning, the company reported the breakdown as this: 21,000 in Queens, 7,000 in Brooklyn, 4,000 in the Bronx, 3,900 on Staten Island, and 140 in Manhattan, and 35,000 in Westchester. Now, out on Long Island, LIPA reporting more than 207,000 outages in Nassau and Suffolk, an estimated 60,000 additional customers lost power because of the nor'easter. Now, those figures do not include LIPA customers on the Rockaway Peninsula, Long Beach, Atlantic Beach, and Fire Island. And, of course, those areas were heavily damaged.
And it may be the utility companies' hides that people would like to go after, but I gather the first heads have rolled in government as a result of Sandy.
And also the governor, Governor Cuomo here in New York, also saying that he will hold these utility companies accountable. But we also have to realize that the utility says many of the homes and businesses that don't have power there's been damage. There's been damage to the infrastructure, to the way the electricity enters the building or the home, and that needs to be repaired.
But what happened with Governor Cuomo's chief of Emergency Management, is that the title?
The title is the Director of Emergency Management, Stephen Kaur, was let go after what the state officials are saying. He told a Suffolk County crew to remove a tree from his own driveway on Long Island, and he was working in Albany at the time.
Nice. Watch it.
And similar situations in New Jersey with a story of a government worker perhaps taking advantage of a position of power. A Sussex County sheriff's officer has resigned after he used a county-owned generator to power his house after Sandy. So may not be the last story that we're seeing like that. This is under Sheriff George DeOld. He had an officer deliver one of two emergency generators to his Green Township home after he lost power on Friday. So the storm is claiming the jobs of some government workers already.
All right. New Jersey Public Radio's David First. WNYC's Richard Haig. We'll check back with you.
Okay.
Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. We're expecting an update from Governor Christie momentarily. If it comes shortly, we will bring it to you live. We also have other things lined up this hour, including J. Robert Hunter from the Consumer Federation of America, who's going to give you advice in just a few minutes on how to deal with your insurance company after the storm. But first, WNYC's Richard Haig and David First from New Jersey Public Radio are here. David, are we expecting anything in particular from the governor?
Well, the governor has just issued a release that customers of the Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission wastewater treatment system are strongly advised to reduce water use, to limit partially treated effluent going into the New York Harbor. So officials encouraging 1.4 million Passaic Valley Sewerage Commission customers in 48 New Jersey towns to curb water use. And this is to reduce the stress on the storm-damaged sewage treatment system and to help limit partially treated effluent flowing into Newark and New York Harbor. I expect we'll hear the governor talk about that. Sandy apparently caused severe flooding and power outages that really limited the level of treatment of the 240 million gallons a day of wastewater that normally flows through this plant. The wastewater right now is receiving basic primary treatment and disinfection through chlorination and a sediment settling process. And from there, it goes into New York Harbor.
Nice. So this isn't about your drinking water and its safety as it comes through your tap, but it is about environmental pollution of the harbor.
Absolutely. And I could say from sewage, we can talk briefly about sludge throughout Staten Island's beach area. The nor'easter blanketed these growing piles of debris with several inches of snow. By mid-morning today, it was starting to melt, filling the streets with this filthy sludge. Another pleasant thing to think about for us. And thinking about those 13 inches of snow that fell in Freehold, New Jersey, and the fact that we're supposed to see high temperatures today around 50 degrees, tomorrow 52, near 60 on Saturday in Freehold. We're talking about a lot of snow melting fast, and if you're one of the nearly 401,000 customers without electricity in New Jersey, and if you can't power that sump pump right now, you could be dealing with a whole new wave of flooding in the basement.
And Richard, in New York?
In New York, of course, Con Ed and all the other power companies, LIPA out on Long Island, are dealing with this additional thousands of customers without power, of course, because of the nor'easter. Brian, I also want to mention, we just got word from the Associated Press that the mayor is at a funeral this morning. And this is, we don't normally don't hear a lot about the heroes during this storm, but there was that New York City police officer who was off duty at the time. And as floodwater surged into his house, he managed to shepherd six adults and a small child to the attic of the home. The officer, this is Officer Arthur Kasperak. Let me get that right, Kasperzak, and he went back down into the basement, and he didn't come back up. So the family called 911, and then the police quickly came along with the scuba unit, and they couldn't get into the home because power lines had fallen into the water in the basement, and that's where the officer was found.
I heard that sad, sad, sad story. Yeah, so today's the funeral.
Today's funeral. The mayor is there.
And with respect to the power, anything else to add? In terms of recovery in New York?
The power authority, they're going, basically into these the low-lying areas especially to try to figure out if power can be restored to some of these buildings where the infrastructure was damaged. Out on Long Island, of course, and in Westchester, lots of fallen trees on many of the power lines. So, the crews that have been sent in from all over the country that are in the different areas, they'll have to just go block by block and, check out these power lines and remove some of the trees.
And since I was having such a bleak water information, I might as well give a piece of good news. According to Governor Christie, the boil water advisory for 233,000 customers of Middlesex Water Company in 8 municipalities in Middlesex and Union counties, that has been lifted. According to the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection's Special Hurricane Sandy information page, it looks like there are still 9 water treatment systems with boil water advisories in New Jersey, 3 in Ocean County, 1 Passaic, and 5 in Sussex County.
All right. WNYC's Richard Hake, David First from New Jersey Public Radio. We'll check back with you. Brian Lehrer with you on WNYC and New Jersey Public Radio. I want to pause for just a second and give an on-air shout-out to people who work at WNYC off the air. Our building is in Lower Manhattan, square in the blackout zone last week. Our block was a complete ghost town. Even the Marriott Hotel across the street closed its doors and actually kicked out its guests. We were the only people still trying to come to work in our office building last week, which was otherwise deserted. And it's all because of the unsung heroes who work here in engineering and facilities and IT and management. I mentioned our producers last week who kept getting here by any means necessary. And the same goes for everyone else behind the scenes. Just one anecdote. When the power went out, it was Monday night at the height of the storm. John Keefe and I were on the air doing special coverage in the same studio I'm sitting in right now. Our engineers had set up the generator system so well that John and I never knew that we had switched to backup power until later that night when people told us. The computers never went out, and we were able to keep calm and carry on, as they say, because of the amazing folks here who planned for an emergency, who designed backup systems, and then worked their tails off all week. So I just wanted to give those dozens of WNYC employees a little public recognition, which they deserve and rarely get. Let's go to this appearance by Governor Christie. He's standing in front of a group of New Jersey National Guard members who it looks like he could be in Afghanistan, the way he's standing in front of a whole bunch of troops and equipment, troops in fatigues. And he's being introduced by one of those National Guardsmen right now. Let's listen.
The Commander-in-Chief of the New Jersey National Guard, Governor Chris Christie.
Good morning, General. Thank you. And thanks, Senator Bateman, for being here. The Mayor, Sheriff, thank you for being here. That's why I wanted to come here this morning and thank these men and women as an example of the over 2,100 National Guardsmen that I ordered activated in the prelude to Hurricane Sandy. They have done an extraordinary job. And one of the positive things that I've seen in the face of this storm are the great acts of kindness and generosity from one New Jerseyan to another. I'm continually amazed the way New Jerseyans are going out of their way to help their neighbors, their friends, and strangers in a time of need. It's a real testament to our state and its people. The men and women standing here today are just another sacrifice that so many are making, even when they themselves are impacted by the storm. The people standing behind me, there are people from Freehold, from Staten Island, from other places across the region that have been seriously affected by the storm, yet they're here. And whether it's our first responders or people from the community providing a helping hand, whether it's at a relief center, a shelter, a food bank, or impromptu set up on the street just to serve hot meals, which I've seen any number of times, our folks have stood up and helped each other. National Guard's been there from the beginning of this storm, whether it was their involvement in the search and rescue, providing security in our evacuated towns, preparing and distributing food packages and supplies, or distributing fuel, they have been an enormous part of the preparation and recovery every step of the way. National Guard helped evacuate 4,000 residents from Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties over the last 11 days. 4,000 people saved by the men and women you see standing behind me. They've been assisting civil authorities by providing soldiers for an American Red Cross shelter operation at Brick Memorial High School, in addition to assisting in sheltering additional people who are already being evacuated, who are already being evacuated in anticipation of the storm. Before and after Hurricane Sandy, National Guard has been assisting the American Red Cross in distributing hot meals and supplies to shelters and other centers. National Guard's ongoing Hurricane Sandy operation to distribute fuel to first responders and to those who are repairing our critical infrastructure is expanding. More than 250 soldiers and 55 fuel trucks from the Active Duty Army's 10th Mountain Division are being integrated with task force gas and work alongside soldiers from the New Jersey, Pennsylvania National Guard at 3 fuel distribution points in Egg Harbor Township, Freehold, and West Orange. The National Guard troops have been conducting the operation with 17 fuel trucks since Saturday. The National Guard is also preparing to provide Ocean County officials with 4 bulldozers to provide engineering support to civil authorities for the cleanup efforts on Long Beach Island. I want to thank all the men and women who have been activated to help us prepare for Hurricane Sandy and deal with its aftermath. I want them to know that their service is valued and treasured by the people of this state. So I talked yesterday to all of you about the nor'easter, which hit late yesterday and continued overnight. Good news is that we have not seen the kind of damage we saw with Hurricane Sandy, and we are confident that we'll be able to move forward in our recovery efforts. So let's talk about the big issues everybody gets concerned about. First, let's start with power. Some people did experience power outages as a result of the snow and wind from yesterday, which has set us back slightly from our progress of the day before. As of this morning, 390,746 customers are without power. That's up about 19,000 from yesterday. Approximately 222,000 of the outages are from Sandy. 167,000 of the outages are from the nor'easter. So you can tell that we continue to take people affected by Hurricane Sandy off even yesterday during the storm until it got too much for folks to work. So to deal with the aftermath of yesterday's storm and continue to restore power to folks who have been without it since Sandy, the utility companies are keeping crews in the state through the storm rather than releasing them when no longer needed. These crews are working through not only the storm that just finished, they did a number of things that were extraordinarily helpful and have led us to some good statistics. PSE&G now has nearly 95% of its customers with power. JCP&L about 75%. Atlantic City Electric had moved from 100 down to 95% because of outages that they experienced due to the nor'easter. And Orange and Rockland at about 92%. So now, on the fuel side, we're seeing results since putting in place the odd-even system. I've driven around the state in the last 2 days. I've barely seen any fuel lines anymore. There's order. There's easy access to gas. We're continuing to use the National Guard to deliver gas to stations in counties that are displaying some type of still disruption in their supply lines. But I'm confident that by the weekend, I should be in a position to reevaluate the odd-even system and decide whether it needs to go forward into next week.
Governor Christie updating everybody on the fuel situation. That's really interesting. I noticed that where I live and up in Manhattan, too, the gas lines are gone. There was a gas station right near my building that was pumping this morning and had no line. So that at least is good news that those are dissipating quickly. And some of the other updates from Governor Christie that you heard there, and the thanks to the members of the New Jersey National Guard standing behind them in fatigues and in front of heavy trucks who have been out there doing some of that frontline work.